Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio, live from 84PA. Another thrilling, chilling episode. Well, I don't want to talk about the Pirates. They're done. It's over. Somebody should tell the Pirates that they got about two more weeks to play. I think they think it's over. I mean, playing. They sure are going through the motions, and I don't think anybody's interested anymore. And so we have officially cut Pirate Talk out until something relevant comes up, like trading Kutch or one of those things. So we'll get the football right off the get-go. But before we do that, I wanted to take a little time out, a little shout out to my buddy down there in Bradenton, Merv. Glad he's okay. Glad the family's all right. They seem to be over his sons right now, but they're going to come back tomorrow into Bradenton. Hopefully they'll have power. And thankfully, no damage to his place, which is great news. And everybody seems to be fine for the wear, but very intimidating a storm, very wearing, and very, very dangerous. And to the idiot Limbaugh, who said it was a liberal conspiracy theory, I wish you were here. I'd rearrange your face. So, enough of that. Get on to some football. Steelers, Pitt, where do you want to start? Start with Pitt? Pitt proved they are no longer on Penn State's level. Penn State is, believe me, I'm not a big Penn State fan. I'm more of a Pitt fan, I can tell you that right up front. And I don't like James Franklin. I think he's a jerk. But they proved again, Pitt isn't on their level and won't be. Pitt hasn't been on their level for 35 years. So, as far as this rivalry goes and all this baloney, and nah, maybe for Pitt, I don't think Penn State. Yeah, I'm sure they want to beat Pitt, yeah, but believe me, they want to beat Ohio State more in these bigger teams. Pitt is not on their level. So, if you think covering the spread was a big win, then I got some land for you in the Everglades because it's dumb. If you think they're going to win, if you think they're going to be on their level in the next 5 years, no. They don't want to play Pitt. Penn State does not want to play Pitt. They're ranked top, what are they, top five? Pitt hasn't been in the top 25 in so many years. They're bad. And they will be bad. Penn State gets 110, 120,000 up there a game. What's Pitt get, 10,000? 15,000 down here, 20 at the most. Joke. It's a joke. There's no rivalry. Like Franklin said, Pitt thought they won the Super Bowl last year. Yeah. Penn State won Saturday. Don't let them kid you. He wanted to win that bad. Real bad. Is it as big as beating Ohio State? No. Michigan State? No. Michigan? No. They're on to bigger and better things than Pitt. They don't want to play Pitt. It's no big deal. No feather in their cap. They're not going to get nowhere beating teams like Pitt and Akron. Pitt barely beat Youngstown State. You take them to overtime. It's a joke. How will they do against Oklahoma State? I think I got some bad news for you. You You want to see this Mac Brown continue to play, or you want to see this Narducci kid play? Well, we'll see. I think Brown's going to be playing. He's the man for now, but I wouldn't hesitate to make a change, believe me. How about Baker Mayfield putting the spear right through Ohio State's emblem, midfield, burying it after the game? Loved it. Loved it. I mean, talking about in your face. Payback's a bitch. I like his kid, Baker Mayfield. Like the attitude, buddy. Is he coming out next year? I hope so. Hope the Steelers can grab his kid, quarterback. I like that kid. I like that attitude. Loved it. Well, when I talked to you last, I didn't know the Patriots lost. It was like Christmas early. Belichick getting fired? God, if he was here, he would be. They'd want him out. If he was in Pittsburgh, they'd want him out. Can't win the big one. Not prepared. Players aren't ready. Fire the offensive coordinator. Bad call. Bad plays. Steelers barely won yesterday. I called it. I said a week ago to you, 2 weeks ago, I don't like this game. Browns are coming, I'm telling you. I said, take the points and Browns. I said that. I told everybody that. Take the Browns and the points. I didn't like the game. Do I like the game this week with the Vikings? Yes. Why? Steelers got a game under their belt. Well, hey, thanks for coming now, Floyd. I mean, you're only 10 minutes late.
Don't start that crap.
Well, you're late again. I'm not going to put up with it. So if you don't like it, get out.
Well, I was late because there was traffic.
How come you always run into traffic? There's no traffic up here.
There's traffic all the time up here. I ran it up Christie Road up in here. I came from Permane East.
Quit going to Permane's. You got a job to do. I pay you well. I told you we're going national. Get in your seat. Take the goddamn calls, emails, Twitters, and get going. I'm sick of it. What'd you think I remodeled the studio for?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll do it. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. You should be worried. You'll be out of here. I'm paying you good money.
Yeah, minimum wage.
Well, what do you think that is? Go somewhere else and get a job. Yeah. He's pissed through his paper, Don. All right, where was I? Steelers. Okay. Why am I taking the Vikings next week? Why am I taking the Steelers over the Vikings? Well, let me tell you. Vikings play tonight. Short week rest, traveling, okay? One reason. Steelers are at home. They're a different team at home. They got a game under their belt. That was like the fifth exhibition game yesterday, I think, my opinion. Everybody played the whole game. It used to be when you played exhibition games, years ago, you played the whole, you know, team played the game, whole game. These guys don't play anymore. They play a series and go out because no one wants to get hurt, which I can't blame them. But the other way, and you got the first game of the year, then everybody's rusty and not oiled up. I don't look for this offense to really start ticking to about the fourth game, to tell you the truth. Do I think they're good enough to win regardless? Yes, I do. Two, its bicep injury is not as bad as he said it was, and he's week to week, which is a good thing. Bell didn't look good for one reason. The offensive line wasn't good. I don't care who you are. You're not running through holes that aren't there. I don't care who you are. Cleveland is not as bad as everybody thinks. What everybody was saying, oh, they'll beat them by 30 points. Cleveland stinks. They're bad. They this, they're that. No, they're not as bad as you think they are. They're going to surprise a few people this year. I think they're coming. In another 2 years, this team's going to be something to reckon with. They got a lot of number one draft picks. They got a nice coach up there. They got a nice defensive coach up there. If they keep these guys intact, this DeShone Kizer looks like the real deal. I don't know. We'll see. Looks like it to me. We'll see. We'll see if he's he's it. They're not as bad as everybody says they were. That's what I was worried about. Every time they say, oh, yeah, the Steelers are going to win by 30, they're going to beat 40, they're 50 points or whatever, okay. Yeah.
I took the bronze and the points like you said, guys.
Hey, good man, Floyd. How much you win?
About $500.
Oh, you're a smart man. Smart man. Now I'm going to tell you what to do this week, Floyd. You take the Steelers minus whatever. They're going to win. Steelers are going to beat the spread. So whatever Minnesota is getting, 3, take Pittsburgh. Or 4 or 5, whatever they're getting, take Pittsburgh. They're at home. Minnesota's on a short week. They're traveling. I know Minnesota's not a bad team, but Steelers got a week of under their belt. They got a game, and they got to get some of the rustiness out. So I'm taking Pittsburgh, and I'm giving Minnesota the points, and I'm taking Pittsburgh to win. I had a bad vibe about that Brown game. The more I heard about the Steelers beating them by 30 or 40 or running, the more I like the Browns. I also won $1,000. So, I think my intuition was right about that, and I think it's going to be right this week, too. Take that to the bank, Floyd.
All right, good. Okay, I'll do it. I'll take your word for it.
Take my word till I lose. And then take it some more. I got the feel for the game now. So, Bell got a game under his belt. Brian was rusty. Bryant. Bell. The offensive line hasn't played together. None of those guys played at all. I think that was Foster's first game. Ponce played, what, two series? Ben played, what, two series? Brian played two series. Those two didn't miss a beat, though. They're on the same page, those two guys, I'll tell you. Brian is unbelievable. When you get a running back, though, you got to look, you got to make time. The timing's everything for them holes. You got to hit, boom, hit that. But when there's no holes to be had, and the defensive line of Cleveland was stalemating. When that's a stalemate, defense wins line. It was pretty tough to run. That Danny Shelton ain't bad, buddy. I think he's about a 350-pound nose tackle, and that guy ain't bad. He's hard to move. He's like a boulder in there. So take my word this week. I got a better vibe about the game. I think the Steelers will win outright. Take it. Big game on tonight. There's two games on. I'm anxious to see this San Diego. What do they call them now? L.A. Chargers. So for the Super Bowl? Or playoffs? I guess maybe. They got a nice receiver. They got that Gordon running back. They got Phillip Rivers at quarterback. He's not bad. Somebody said they're the team to watch out in the West. So maybe between them and Oakland and Denver and, you know, might be some good games there. Tonight they play Broncos. That's the second game on. We'll be watching it. First game is Vikings and Saints. We'll see about that game. I'm not sure about the Saints. Vikings got, they don't have a bad team. But good news from the Steeler land is too, it's good shape. If that was a tear, he'd be out for the year if that's bicep tear. But man, thank glad he was, I don't know what they said about it, but it wasn't a tear. So he's week to week. He may be sitting out this week. I'm not sure. He signed a big contract, but yeah, we'll see what happens there. But Giants and the Cowboys last night, Giants looked bad. Eli looked bad. I thought the Giants had a good team. Well, they missed that, what's that guy's name? I don't remember the wide receiver. That's what happens when you're old. You can't remember stuff. I do think the Cowboys were getting some of them calls, though. Some of them interference calls were baloney. But, well, Beckham. Odell Beckham Jr., yeah. Is that it, Floyd?
Yeah, Odell Beckham Jr. He's pretty good.
Yeah, real good.
Eli didn't look good, I'll tell you that.
Eli looked old. But it's the first game, and we'll see what happens. Let me go to the phone here. We got a phone call. Hey, you're on God's Talk. Get it.
Get God's on. Man, it's the Will Dog.
Will Dog from Columbus. What's happening?
No, man. Hey, what do you Couple of things. So I heard. I'll tell you what. The funny thing, I was watching the Giants game last night, and I can't remember the announcer's name. But he said, if I'm Odell Beckham, I'm on the sidelines right now on the phone with my agent requesting more money. Because if the team looks that bad without you.
Yeah, they do look bad, man.
I said, man, that couldn't be the truth. I'll tell you what, it's a crying shame because it looks like they got a hell of a defense this year. I mean, the defense out of 30 minutes were on the field for 28 of them. So
at least, man. At least. Oh, they bad though.
Yeah, I think the Giants ran a total of 6 plays in the first 2 quarters is what I believe they said. You know, and the rest was the Cowboys just dominated the first half, which we all seen, but.
Yep. Eli Manning looked bad.
Well, let me give you, a little. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? He hasn't really looked that good, you know, for a while. I mean, he's been in the league, what, they said 2004? So,
yeah,
you know, he's definitely up there.
Yeah, he's up there with Ben. That's when Ben come in, Roethlisberger.
I'll tell you what, Gosman. I mean, you can see, like, these guys are winding down. You know, you Brady, I called it last week, and I know I don't know if I said it on the show or not, but I said the Kansas City Chiefs were going to blow the Patriots out. I could say, you know, age, whenever you get to that point, everybody's different. But once you hit that 40 mark, it's a whole different story. They say the announcer.
Hey, I called the Browns, didn't I? Didn't I say take the Browns on the points?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, though, guys, man, it's amazing. You know, a lot of these QBs, I mean, Brady's still going to be tough. He's not going to be, you know, Does he have another Super Bowl in him? I don't know. If I was him, would I have called it quits on top? 5 Super Bowls, nothing really left to accomplish. You know, I more than likely, you know, you got probably the hottest woman on the world on your arm. You know, all the money that you could possibly want. I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been the time to go out on top, brother.
Yeah, you single-handedly led the New England Patriots to 5 Super Bowls. You got a ring on every single finger. Let a young guy come in. Give a young guy an opportunity like you got the opportunity. You know, that's the one thing what really separates a professional is you know when to leave. You know when to go.
Well, most of them don't.
Nope.
Because it's ego and a lot of ego there. They don't want to admit they're done.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, guys, man, you can see right now, you know, Ben doesn't have the same zip that he had. Ben looked like he was running with sand ankle weights. I seen him shuffle out of there. It looked like two concrete. It looked like the mobsters put two cement shoes on him. He left.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about this. Since you're down in Columbus way, how about Oklahoma sticking that spear, that quarterback sticking, planting that flag in the middle of Columbus, the horseshoe down there after they beat. What is the word on the street in Columbus?
Well, let me tell you. You got some angry MAGA hat wearing guys down here that are out for blood, okay? Just saying. I'll tell you what, that was a shock, but it wasn't. I didn't think Ohio State would get blown out like that, you know. But
that was like a kick right between the freaking legs. Yep.
If there's one thing, God, that you and I can agree on, anybody that bets on college football is out of their mind.
Anybody that bets on football, period.
Exactly.
Well, I won $1,000 and Floyd won $500 last week in the bronze, took the bronze and the points.
Nice. I know Floyd already spent his for Manny Brothers, so.
Yep. Yep.
And Gosman, I got a dog I love for Manny.
Yeah, we know that, Floyd.
And we know Permanis love you.
Where do you think I was watching the game at, Will Dog? I'm spending a goddamn day on Love Brother with y'all for all them sandwiches down there. Shit.
Yeah, he knows you. He knows you, Floyd. Yeah. He just told you to come in early. Come in, get the show. Get here on time, okay?
Well, it's going to be hard. You know what Permanis said. It's right down in Washington, right in the Meadowlands.
That's the worst thing I ever did was put a Permanis down in the Meadowlands for Floyd.
Oh, you can't get him out of here. Hey, Gosman, hold on 1 second. I want you to hear something real quick.
All right.
That's a toilet flushing, which is the same thing of the Bucco season this year. Gosman, you know when they come out, you know when they're about to get up to bat and they play the rat music and all that, the only thing that should play is a toilet flushing. That's it. One after another.
That's a good one, Will Dog. That is a good one. Funny. I said on the show, I'm not talking about the Pirates until they make a trade, and they trade Kutch in the offseason. That's the next time I'm going to talk about them because they don't warrant one single sentence.
Well, Gosman, I got to ask you this. I have to ask you this, though. Your opinion, good move to keep Nutting and Huntington and Hurdle, or do you think they should have let him go, started fresh?
Well, here's the deal. If you're Hurdle, okay, don't you want to stay here? There's no pressure about winning, okay?
Oh.
You don't have to win.
True.
Yeah, you're getting paid a lot of money. You're 60 years old. You got another four-year contract. You can go to your 64 and then retire with no pressure at all.
You know what? You make a good, good point. That's why Burnett loved it here. You know, he was getting paid.
Exactly.
The Yankees paid Pittsburgh to take him. And, you know, I'll tell you, Burnett really, he came through for those guys in a big way. He wasn't one of those guys that just hot-dogged and everything else. But, you know, the guy took advantage of it. No pressure, lighting farts on fire in the dugout. You know, the whole ball of tying people's shoelaces together. They're tripping on their way out to the batter's box. Guy loved it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why Hurdle says, you know what? What? This is like heaven. I don't have any pressure to win. I can, you know, there's no, the front office don't care if we win or lose. I can stay here
mm-hmm.
four more years, get paid a whole lot of money, and, man, I got it made.
You know, Gosman, you make a good point. He basically signed the back of a winning Powerball ticket. What it is.
Exactly. He hit the lottery again.
Uh-huh.
He hit the lottery again. I'm Hurdle. I'm signing that deal every day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure not even called him in the office and say, look, Clint, here you go. Here's the deal. I don't expect you to win. In fact, I don't want you to win. Okay? Keep status quo. If we win 70-some games, I'm satisfied. We'll keep the clowns in the seats. I make a lot of money for Seven Springs. And we're all gonna benefit here. And Clint probably said, you know what? This is like heaven here.
I know.
I'm signing. Where do I sign?
No kid. I'll
right?
tell you what. You got the best seat on the field. Absolutely. Best seat on the field. The last. Because you got people that can't run bases and balls bouncing off their heads and ricocheting off their ankles. I mean, that's a comedy show to begin with. So.
Yep. Yep. You got people swinging at balls they couldn't hit with ironing boards. You got two eggheads in the corner outfields. And, hey, we don't expect you. Fat Clint, I don't want you to win. 75 games, that's good.
I got to tell you, guys.
Good enough for me.
When you put it in those terms, anybody who wouldn't sign that, downright insane. Insane.
Hey, if nothing said to you, hey, Will Dog, I want you to sign a contract for $5 million a year for the next 4 years. I don't give a rat's rear end if you win, lose. In fact, I'd rather have you lose.
Gosman, I would have interrupted him right there and said, you had me at $5 million. Where do I sign?
I don't even expect you to teach fundamentals, you know? Go through the motions. Hit the ball around a little bit. Act like you care. Go out and argue with the ump once in a while. And then look, make it look good. Don't fall asleep
uh-huh.
in the dugout like the last guy did. That's all I ask.
Yeah, it's a reality show, you know. That's all.
Well, Will Dog, I got about 30 seconds here. It's show time, and I got to sign off. And we're thinking about making this an hour show here during football.
I think you should. It goes too fast.
Yeah. I will sign off to you, and I will talk to you a little later.
All right. Thanks, Gutman.
There goes Will Dog. Another banging show, another big shoe from the hill. Busy all day. Floyd, thanks a lot.
See you next week, Gutman.
You got it, Floyd. You sign off, and see you next week. Bye. Do 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 do. do, do,